那雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。今天和大家分享讨论一下关于 Part 3当中的高频话题，叫做谁更讲话多一些相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Who do you think talk more, children or grown-ups? 是成年人呢还是孩子？开门见山，两思路方向比对。首先，亮明我的态度，我觉得孩子们讲话非常多，喋喋不休。那我站在 children 这一边，因为他们对世界充满好奇，这是天生的，对吧？孩子嘛，就是喜欢去讲很多东西。把这个态度亮明和细节补充。其次，对立面说一些 grown-ups，一些成年人。成年人的工作、生活、学习很忙，所以说他们一般来说没有这样的机会和精力去讲好多东西，而且他们对世界多少也了解了一些，所以说不愿意去讲太多。这样来看，两者对比回答否逻辑导向一个观点。这次想说的是，我觉得年轻人或者说孩子们更愿意去讲很多，可能很多成年人不太愿意讲。这样来看，对比回答否逻辑。话不多讲，5秒钟，看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, I think that I'll go with young children today as a sermon tool. Young children are full of energy almost every day, from Sunday to Saturday. I mean, it's born with no other reason. More importantly, they are filled with curiosity as well. You know, they like to wonder how and why all day long. Certainly, they will talk more and ask more in life. And another thing that I want to talk about is like adults. Those adults who have stepped into our society for years are not likely to talk more in life and work, mainly because they are very tired of their life. All they want is like a rest in the mind while enjoying the moment they have had. A peaceful life might be right for most of them. So I think I'll go with young children today. Apparently, they like to talk more, so that's it.
那在结尾的时候呢，Jason 做了一个引导，强调出来，现在很多成年人其实不太愿意讲太多话，他们觉得一个平静的生活更适合他们，可能安静一点，quiet 一点更适合，让他们更舒服。考官接下来就会问了，那为什么呀？为什么成年人现在不愿意说这么多话呀？可以形成更多话题的比对。好，说几个小的细节。第一个强调呢，充满能量，be full of energy。第二个，天生的，be born with。第三，对一切充满好奇。Wonder how and why，最后也是一个充满好奇，be filled with curiosity。这样来看，把一些小的携带进来，让文章更加有说服力。好，那今天这期节目呢，就录制到这里。如果大家更多的问题，还是可以 follow WeChat B17693907，B17693907。希望今天这样期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。